Playwright Dominique Morisseau is kind of the unofficial poet laureate of Detroit. She's written three plays about her hometown. Her latest is Skeleton Crew. It's about four African-American automobile workers struggling with the economic downturn in 2008. The play is running off-Broadway right now, where it's gotten rave reviews, Jeff London reports.
Skeleton Crew takes place in a drab break room in a stamping plant. That's where workers manufacture parts for the big three automakers. But times are tough. The factory has laid off a lot of people, and the ones that remain, the skeleton crew, are stressed.
How production coming on the three line?
Slow. Since we done lost half the crew, I don't know how Reggie expect us to meet deadline. My feet swelling as it is. I'm already working overtime 4 days this week.
Want me to rub them?
Want me to kick you?
It's exploring a group of workers, a family of workers, who sort of have to all deal with the different impacts that this potential closing will have on them.
That's Dominique Morisseau in an interview with WNYC earlier this year. Skeleton Crew is the final play in a trilogy about her hometown.
I'm from Detroit. I was born and raised there. And, I wanted to explore three eras in my city's history that I felt were transformative, that changed the landscape of the city. But also, I just wanted to learn more about the people that were living through some of the crises that happened.
So she went home to talk to people about what it felt like to be in Detroit in 2008. The automobile industry was on the verge of going under. For the workers she focuses on in Skeleton Crew, it's an earth-shaking moment. Director Ruben Santiago Hudson says Morisseau is able to portray her characters with a specific kind of empathy.
This play is really important in the sense that you come into the world of blue-collar life. So to go and see the integrity of these people and also how they feed off each other. They're so all different, and they all need each other.
You got to make yourself irreplaceable. That's what I'm doing.
How you figure you irreplaceable? I've been from stamping doors to installing shops to them 7 years I spent sewing interiors. Ain't nobody in this plant more irreplaceable than Faye Davidson.
I'm talking work efficiency and ethic. I don't complain. Got the lease write-ups, do a lot of overtime.
And you fine in a mug. That make you irreplaceable as hell to me.
And that's sexual harassment number 5062.
I notice you keeping count.
But as Skeleton Crew goes on, all the characters learn just how replaceable they are. The supervisor who could lose his house. The worker who might have to take a lower paying job right as she's about to have her first baby. The shop steward, Faye, who's been making cars for her entire adult life and is now living in one. Morisseau wrote that part for actress Linda Gravatt.
She is as vulnerable as she is strong. And life has beaten her. And she hasn't quite figured out how to negotiate how life has beaten her or why it has beaten her. So she, spends her money going to casinos, which many people do.
And in a way, Skeleton Crew examines how the financial crisis in Detroit and in the country creates personal crises. Director Ruben Santiago Hudson says those crises feel and sound real in Morisseau's dialogue.
Dominique hears the language of her life, of her community. And she not only hears it, she relays it just the way she heard it. And it takes a certain amount of courage because everybody wants to dilute and everybody wants to sanitize. She's not trying to sanitize. She's just trying to let you experience them.
And hopefully feel for the character's predicament, their pride, and their resilience. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The 67 flames tried to burn the city down. That's part of the reason some parts are kind of gritty now. White folks left, they say the city is empty now. White folks came back, they say the city is pretty now. Southfield's hood, Oak Park's quote-unquote ghetto. Every black city seems to be when the dust settles. Remember when Sammy Davis said hello? Bad stats are too high, good stats are too low. People moving away.